Hi guys, it is Rebel DeFi here on the TFM account. Hope you are well today. Thought I'd just do a little bit of a mic check while we're waiting on the white whale guys to drop in. So if you can hear me okay, can you send an emoji? I've got Terra Spaces here as well. Awesome. We're recording the space anyway, but yeah, maybe Terra Spaces are going to do their thing. Redacted in the house as well. Welcome one, welcome all. So yeah, the idea here, I guess, is to speak to the White Whale project. I mean, I am kind of interested in opening these spaces up to newer people coming to the cosmos. I think those of us that have been here throughout the whole bear market oftentimes forget kind of how much we know, even if we still think we may well be noobs. There's a lot of stuff that we're doing that if we'd been expected to know what it was when we first arrived, would have been super confusing. So hopefully we can have a little bit of a brief introduction from myself on the TFM side and whoever's coming from the White Whale team. I've been speaking to Sebastian on DMs, but maybe Sencom's going to join us as well. We'll have to wait and see. But yeah, I'd like to hear from them what they think their sort of USP for newer entrants is. I mean, are they trying to attract people to Migaloo Chain itself? Are they trying to attract people to deposit liquidity onto White Whale DEXs on their different deployments? Are they more interested in the NFT culture, in the sort of restaking alliance game? I mean, I know they're trying to do all of these things, much like TFM's got sort of various different products, but it's like, what's their one thing that they're focusing on? As far as I'm concerned, TFM product-wise, I guess it would be the pro trading dashboard that we have. Got Thomas in as well. Not spoken to Thomas for a while. Hope you're doing well. Here they come. Of Migaloo Whales dropping in. I am just going to double check my DMs, Dizzle, or anyone else in the audience, if you're interested in stepping up to share some wisdom or ask a question, you're more than welcome to do that at this stage. I'm just going to check my Telegram group with White Whale to see if they're going to be coming along. And I'm back. I find it hard to talk and check other stuff at the same time. This is certainly the time that we arranged. I guess for Sencom it might be, well, no, it's not going to be that. I mean, it is going to be morning, but it's certainly not the middle of the night. So hopefully he is available. I believe Sebastian, it could be quite late for him, but this was the time that we had talked about. Well, I mean, one of the things that we were going to do in this space anyway was come back to a bit of an introduction to TFM. If there's new people in the audience, don't see many, or if there's new people who might be listening to this on playback. The idea is that none of this is any kind of financial advice, and nor do we intend to make this space an hour long, because that's kind of become the standard format, do a space for an hour. If we can sort of run through some interesting information in half an hour or 45 minutes, that is quite acceptable as well. So for people that aren't aware, like, there is a strong sort of bond between TFM and the White Whale team, and not just the team, the actual products themselves. So we'll kind of separate White Whale from Migaloo, even though it is like the same team. TFM has integrated the White Whale DEX deployments on 5 different chains and counting. I believe White Whale are maybe deployed on more than just 5, but the 5 that they are integrated into the TFM Pro Trading Terminal are Terra, Injective, Osmosis being the latest one, Juno, not sure if there's too much volume on Juno at the moment, and Say. So all these different deployments of the White Whale DEX on those chains have been integrated into TFM DEX aggregator. And for anyone that's not 100% sure what aggregation is about, essentially, if a user goes to trade on White Whale, they trade using that White Whale liquidity. If a user goes to Astroport, trades on Astroport, they're using just the liquidity on Astroport. But, in fact, let's just carry on this analogy. And if a user trades on Osmosis liquidity, actually, Osmosis is aggregating as well. So that's kind of interesting. But both TFM and Osmosis front end themselves on Osmosis chain aggregate liquidity from these 3 different DEXs in one interface. So if you use the Osmosis front end, if you use the TFM pro.osmosis.zone front end, you'll be trading on the liquidity, or could be trading on the liquidity, on all 3 of these DEXs. So the idea is that an aggregator allows traders to exploit all the liquidity on any particular chain that they're trading on. So hopefully that made a little bit of sense. Another product that TFM have, and this is an integration that hasn't been done with, not naturally White Whale this time, but Megaloo Chain, is the NFT aggregator. And that currently is live on 5 chains, Injective, Stargaze, Omniflix, Juno, and Terra. So chains where there is an active NFT marketplace with active NFT culture, the idea is to integrate these chains into the NFT aggregator so that you can come along and just see NFTs across Cosmos all in one dashboard. And I can see Lisa in here. That's something she has been raising. And she's certainly not the only one. I know that Backbone Labs, or I think Backbone Labs, are live on Megaloo. Can I get a thumbs up on that one? I'll be honest with you, I'm not up on the Megaloo NFT scene at all. Don't hate. But assuming, in fact, Thomas is here. Thomas, emojis. Is Necropolis up on Megaloo? I'm assuming it must be if we've got Megaloo whales and stuff. But yeah, I mean, that would be a cool integration if there's decent volume on Megaloo to have the Megaloo NFTs included in the NFT aggregator. I know there's something going on with Osmosis in the near future. That might be another nice integration to get in there. So yeah, we'll see. I mean, over time, certainly more integrations will happen. It's just a question of developers finding the time in their busy schedules to get stuff done. Okay, so that's two of the main products that TFM has are the DEX aggregator and the NFT aggregator, and both accessible for most people. Some people may have challenges at the moment due to certain issues. Other stuff that we have are analytics. If you're into trading and searching for token and pair information, that is there as well. My probably most used, or one of sort of equally most used tools on TFM, is the IBC transfer option, which allows us to send tokens around IBC. And I find that I use that on a daily basis. So sending tokens from or between Osmosis and Persistence, maybe Osmosis and Secret, oftentimes it is and from Osmosis. So anyone that is challenged with geo-blocking can access TFM features from pro.osmosis.zone. Not all the features are available on that site, but if you want to do anything related to osmosis, that would be a decent option. And just checking the time, it's 10 past three where I am, and White Whale haven't come in. Maybe there was confusion due to this being, is this Good Friday, or is certainly something Easter Friday? No, there's not such a thing as an Easter Friday, but it's definitely a public holiday, I think, in many jurisdictions. Is there anyone who would like to come up and talk to me? It often gets a little bit lonely on these things. So yeah, you're welcome to raise a hand. I'll bring anyone who wants to speak up. But yeah, going back to IBC transfer, I think at the moment, I don't know the exact number, but it certainly is from recollection. There's over 100 different Cosmos SDK chains available to send tokens between on IBC transfer, which I think is pretty handy. I certainly don't use all of them, but the ones that there are, just having that functionality anyway, if you're interested in some of these lesser known chains, is pretty cool. At the moment, it is transfers just within IBC. There are some nice options. SquidRouter, there's the cctp.money site where users can send tokens between Cosmos and other ecosystems, other EVM ecosystems, which is pretty cool. To get more liquidity into Cosmos, or just take your liquidity out of Cosmos, whichever you prefer. I'll be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure if White Whale are going to be coming. So there was a White Whale community call yesterday, which I'm afraid I wasn't able to join. But if anyone wants to tell us the most exciting update from that call yesterday, that might be an interesting topic of conversation. And I'm actually going to go for it, talking and jumping into Telegram at the same time. Yeah, I don't know. Nothing from White Whale. They were certainly aware of the space when it was set. They were... Oh, guys, I think I've opened this space up at the wrong time. I opened the space up at 3 p.m. my time, but in our group, we were discussing 3 p.m. UTC, which is in 7 hours and 45 minutes. So this is probably why White Whale haven't arrived. And that's really interesting because that makes 11 p.m. for me, and I was hoping to have an early night, but I guess not. So I don't know if 3 p.m. UTC works for you guys, but I think that is when we will be having a TFM, and not just TFM space, but a TFM White Whale space. So I do apologize for the confusion. I think our flyer says one thing. Flyer says 7 a.m. UTC, which is what I personally thought it was. But I was a bit muddled up in the DMs with White Whale crew. So yeah, I'm going to shut this one down, jump back on in about 8 hours and see what happens. So thank you very much for being here. Sorry for all the confusion, and we'll hopefully speak with you or see you again soon. See ya. Thanks. Bye. Hi, guys. This is Rebel DeFi here on the TFM account, back with you 8 hours later after the demo version we had. Some of you I know are here. Lisa, Tarantino, I think Change Your PFP in the intervening hours, and White Whale have joined us. So I'm just going to bring them up and we can start this thing for real. So I just sent an invitation to whoever is behind the White Whale account. I'm getting messages from Sebastian saying he's also trying to join. I'm not sure if he's on this account or if that's Sencom or some other member of the team. I'm not going to say names because I think I got in trouble for saying names one time. White Whale, How are you, sir?
GM, it's Ponzi Ninja. Yeah,
Game
Sebastian
Ponzi.
will. Yeah, Sebastian will join in a minute. Nice to meet you guys today.
Absolutely. Well, we did have a few other people on, in fact, a few more people on earlier at the 3 p.m. my time, not 3 p.m. UTC time. So hopefully they've not forgotten about it and they'll come back and actually hear from White Whale this time. Anyway, yeah, we've not spoken for a while actually. So how are you doing? We met a few times last year, the last time being Cosmoverse. Is that right?
Yeah,
Or was it was
that's
Cosmoverse?
right.
We did meet at Cosmoverse.
In Turkey, right? That was in Turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, you go.
It's I just wanted to say it's been great. Lots of development. We just came out of an internal team meeting. Things are looking good, man. How about you, man? How are you doing?
Well, I mean, obviously you and I are two of the top devs of our respective teams, so like people need to give respect. But seriously, I'm a talker as opposed to a typer, a developer. And yeah, things are sort of moving along. We have integrated White Whale pools. I think the most recent integration was on Osmosis. So users can obviously trade on going to White Whale and trading on Osmosis on White Whale, but can also do that via the Osmosis Pro dashboard at pro.osmosis.zone. Sebastian's in. We've got HWG. Sorry, wrong. I'm just terrible with acronyms. Let's get Sebastian up first of all. And once he connects, we can do a quick sort of mic check. Ponzi is sounding good behind the White Whale account for me. Sebastian, how are you doing?
GM, can you hear me? Mic check.
Coming through loud and clear.
All right. Is that you, Rebel? Is that you
It,
behind
sorry,
the.
yes. Yes, it
All
is
right.
Rebel right here behind
All
the
right.
TFM account right now.
What a pleasure. What an honor to be on with the legend, with the legendary Rebel DeFi.
Oh, stop it, stop it. I remember seeing you on Dankuar's show or maybe Terabytes back in the day. Yeah, when things were a lot
That's
different.
a throwback there. That's a throwback there,
But
sir.
absolutely amazing, yeah, to see you guys still building, still innovating, still doing all kinds of stuff, not just on one chain, but on numerous chains as well as your own, which is just crazy. So I was thinking for this space, just to remind everyone right at the start that we are just random internet guys and girls, and nothing we say on this show should really be construed or should be construed at all as financial advice. We've all got to do our own research and decide what we want to do in this sort of game of DeFi, game of NFTs, and all such good things. We've got Backbone Labs in here. So yeah, maybe there will be talk of NFTs at some stage. I don't think we need to, I mean, I know White Whale is kind of legendary for like 2 hour, 2.5 hour community calls. We certainly don't need to push the boat out on this one. I mean, if we can condense it to have absolute quality in just a sort of short 30-minute space, that's great. We can go a bit longer. Just depends how things are with you. I mean, White Whale, I imagine, may have a hard cutoff. It's probably 1 hour would be my kind of cutoff. But yeah, I mean, let's sort of launch straight into it. In the first space, I kind of gave a brief overview of kind of what TFM is. We've got, and then I think in many ways, TFM and Migaloo slash White Whale are obviously completely different projects, but similar in the respect that you're building in multiple different verticals. And so are TFM. So the first thing I would like to sort of throw out to get your take on, I mean, rather than going straight into like new developments and stuff, is sort of taking it back to basics. If someone literally thought, hey, I've heard about this Cosmos thing. I want to join the Cosmos. What's White Whale / Megaloo's like kind of number one product that you're trying to attract people into? I mean, we've not discussed these questions beforehand.
Potato. Great question, sir. And by the way, congratulations on your guys' token launch. I know that's going to be a banger. You know, you guys have been building hardcore for some time now. So I'm excited. I'm excited for that. So congrats on that. So, yeah, I think, you know, as a chain and as builders in the space, you need to be flexible and you need to be able to evolve, right? Based on, I mean, things move in crypto so fast and landscapes shift so quickly that you have to be flexible, right? I remember Skip, you know, talking with them a year and a half ago, and they were focused on arbitrage as we were, right? And now look, they're basically an infrastructure builder, right? You know, we have, of late, we have kind of found our niche in the restaking business, right? That's been working quite well for us, just kind of experimenting. Our motto, right? We recently changed our motto, White Whale's motto, to pushing DeFi boundaries, right? So one thing that's been consistent with us from our genesis, from even V1, from back in the Terra Glory days, is we've always kind of been pushing the limits on what DeFi can do, right? So it's always like, what is the next evolutionary step? What is the you know, how can we further optimize this? How can we stretch this? That's kind of been our ethos, right? So we've run with restaking. We integrated Terra's Alliance module, right, which I think is the best module out right now for restaking, in my opinion, that actually works and is live. We actually launched our chain with Alliance integrated it into it. So last February we went live with Alliance. We were one of the first chains to do so. And since then, we have been first movers restaking multiple assets. We were the first, I don't know if you guys remember, but we were the first chain to restake any asset in Cosmos. And that was B Luna, right? One of our devs did it. He restaked like one B Luna onto Megaloo, and it was the first time it was ever done, right? Then we were the first, right? We listed LP tokens. We did that last year, our Whale USDC LP token. So you could take your LP token, you could stake it onto Megaloo and earn like an extra 100% yield, right? And you got to remember, with restaking, it's different than just incentives, right? Than regular LP incentives, which have to be refilled. There's kind of a bucket, and then is the team going to refill the incentives, or what's going to happen, right? This is chain yield, right? So it's sustainable, right? It's perpetual. So we listed an LP token, then we listed some other ecosystem tokens, then we listed BTC. We listed Wrapped BTC last month, right? First ones to do that. And I think what I would highlight, right, to your question, Rebel, if I were to showcase one product, right, to any, you know, to new users, to anybody in Cosmos, to whoever, it would be what we call AMP and BWLT, AMP Whale T and BWLT. And most people don't even know about these yet, right? But I truly believe that they are two of the most powerful assets that I've seen in DeFi. Okay, they're currently yielding, I think, 100%, between 90 and 100%. Basically, what these assets are is it's Whale, right? And it's a Whale LST, but it's staked both on Megaloo and on Luna, right? So it's a restaked LST, and it aggregates the yield from both of those chains, and it auto compounds it back into Whale. Okay, so this asset is liquid. Right. There's no lockup on it. It's sustainable. It's not incentives based. Right. It's from the yields of both chain. It's single asset yield. Right. You don't have to LP. There's no impermanent loss. Right. And it's yielding 90 to 100%. OK, so I challenge anybody to find me an asset like that, where you have single asset yield in the, you know, triple digits, that's sustainable. It's not dilutable. There's already 100 million whale staked, right? You can't do 200 million whale where you're going to dilute it in half, right? So there's no lockup on it. These are, in my opinion, very, very powerful assets that really showcase restaking and what restaking can do, right? And then when you think about, if you want to go even further down the rabbit hole, right, which we are, you know, we're pretty far down the rabbit hole now with these, but you could take these then, you could take AMP Whale T and BWLT, and you can borrow against them, right? So now you have a single asset yield that's yielding 90 to 100%. You could use it as collateral, borrow against it. Then if you take it a next step further, which we haven't even developed this yet, but just right in theory, you could make a self-repaying loan or an auto repaying loan based on that asset and that yield that really repays itself, you know, in 2 years. You know, you take out a loan against it and boom, your loan is repaid in 18 months or something like that. So, you know, again, just these are very powerful, very excited about it. And we're kind of pioneering and pushing the envelope in the restaking space to give you an answer.
And yeah, a very clear answer for people that have been in the space for a while. I think that was really nice, really clear. For someone that's maybe just arrived in Cosmos, like, that's quite a lot to unpack. Is it all right if you just talk us through the sort of the user journey of, like, if I came to Megaloo, I could even do this on TFM, or maybe wouldn't be on Megaloo chain, mind, but if came to Megaloo and have got some whale on Megaloo. So how do I then get this AMP whale tea or the bone whale tea? Do I have to send it to different chains? Would you be able to just sort of talk a little bit more about how that
Excellent.
Works?
Right. Excellent question. And I think you're pinpointing an issue, right? Not just for us, not just for Megaloo, but I really think it's a Cosmos-wide issue. And honestly, I think that TFM has done a great job kind of trying to crack this nut, or at least making it easier. But, you know, Cosmos, we have an onboarding problem, right? And we have a UX problem in the sense that to natives and to people who've been doing it for a while and who know how to navigate, right, IBC and sending tokens across chain, you know, it's not a problem. But for new users, it's tough to navigate, right? It just is, you know. And then when we get into staking and restaking on different chains and double stake derivatives, like I said, we're down the rabbit hole, and UX is really, it's the moat, right? It is the issue. So, you know, we're trying to do everything we can. We have a YouTube tutorial, right, on how to do this. It's on our YouTube channel and we've tweeted it out. But basically, I mean, long story short, right, you go to either Eris or Backbone. So you have your whale, right? You go to either Eris or Backbone and you mint your LST. So now you have either AMP whale or B whale. So that's step one. Right. Step two then is now you have to restake that on Terra. Right. So then you IBC your AMP whale over to Terra, AMP or B whale over to Terra. Then you go to Eris again on their Terra, right? Their Terra front ends. And then you stake the AMP whale to Terra blockchain. And then that gives you the AMP whale T token. Right. So it's kind of a two-step process. There's an IBC transaction involved, you know, and it's once you've done it a couple times, it's no big deal. Right. For me to do, or for any native user to do, it's not a big deal. But the first time, you know, it's a multi-step process. And admittedly, you know, there's a learning curve to it. So, again, I think you're putting your finger right on the issue. We need better tool. We need to make this stuff easier to onboard, right? And easier for the first time user to come and get into it, because they're such powerful tools, such powerful assets, but the UX still isn't where it needs to be.
Yeah, I'd absolutely agree. with those sentiments. I mean, I have noticed you putting out, or White Whale putting out anyway, explanatory threads, literally just as what you described there, the sort of the 1, 2, 3 process. So I mean that's probably where like TFM and Megaloo are sort of working in tandem. If someone's got their whale on Megaloo, they stake it on Megaloo, they can then use TFM just to IBC that over to Terra to do the next part of the process. And then, just so I've got this clear in my head, I think I've got it clear in my head. you send it over, you send the bone whale over to Terra and then stake it again in Eris for bone whale tea. You could then send that back to Megaloo to do something on the borrowing and lending market over on Megaloo. Is that right?
That's correct. And I'll even give you one better. Moreover, we currently right now are in the process of getting ready for our Restake DAO launch and the Restake airdrop, right? And AMP Whale T and B Whale T holders qualify not only for the Restake airdrop, which that snapshot will be sometime next week, but also for the Soul airdrop and the Eris airdrop. Okay, so this asset that I'm talking about, right? Not only is it single asset, 100% yield, sustainable, non-dilutable, it's also farming you up to 3 airdrops, right? Right now, okay. But yeah, so you can then, right, it's a liquid staked token, just like any other liquid staking token. You could take that once you mint it on Terra, you could send it back to Megaloo, borrow against it, right? But all you need to do at that point is just hold it and chill, right? And you're farming these airdrops, and getting that yield. So,
yield upon yield sounds good for some DeFi degens out there. I can see we've got HWG and Joshua with questions or comments, so we'll get some people up shortly. One thing I would like to say just before bringing some people up is that, I mean, TFM and White Whale are working pretty closely together. You guys have DEXs deployed on numerous chains. I don't even know what number you're up to, but on Terra, on Say, on Injective, on Juno, and most recently on Osmosis, TFM has integrated the White Whale DEXs into the TFM terminal. So if you're trading on any of those chains, you can trade on TFM using White Whale liquidity. I'm quite excited about the whole sort of Osmosis thing. So maybe we can hear from the White Whale team about that. But guys, maybe before that, with these people wanting to come up, let's sort of make this a bit of a community call. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. Well, let's go to HWG first. He or she was interested in coming up earlier. Just invite you up, sir. And then we'll get Joshua up afterwards.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
How are we? How are we? So my question is, Amplified Luna and Bone Luna, is this from Columbus or Phoenix or both?
I came through a little bit quiet for me. Sounds
oh,
like
yeah, I'm sorry, well I couldn't hear you.
Could well be a countryman. All right.
So was Amplified Luna and Bone Luna, is it from Columbus chain or Phoenix or both? Is it compatible with both? Is it IBC for both? Because as far as I remember, I'm pretty sure it was these tokens that shorted Luna back 22.
Oh, so he's asking if it's on Luna or Luna Classic, I think, right? Phoenix is Luna 2, right? So these are...
Phoenix, they're all your Luna. I mean, you've just forked the chain from Columbus, which is Phoenix. Problem is, if you're IBC Classic, then you probably see these problems with all the CEXs and stuff.
Sure, I'll just jump back in on this one. So, I mean, we're mostly talking about like Megaloo, which isn't Terra, and TFM, even though the name is kind of similar to TFM,
yeah, but Wales has nothing to do with
TFM.
Wales on code. Wales is in code. It's all there. Wales there. Bone Luna's there. Amplified Luna's there. Wormhole's there. It's all on the code. I mean, you just need to go into the IBC and check the chain on GitHub. It'll tell you. I mean, as long as all that's there, it'll work front end.
Yeah, so to your question, Amp Luna and B Luna are on Phoenix. They're on Phoenix.
Right, they're on Phoenix now. Were they forked from Columbus?
I don't know that they were ever on Columbus. I don't know that they were ever on Columbus. They were just
Columbus is Luna. It's just back in it's just the forks from day one. To, you know, the next
fork
to the next fork. It's a load of
forks. Yeah, so. But Harris and Backbone were built on Phoenix.
Hold on quickly. Because I've not been prepared for this, but you have.
Sorry, HWG. I've just decided to move you down. We're going to really focus on TFM and White Whale / Migaloo products. Any sort of Terra / Terra Classic, that's not what this space is about. We'll give Joshua a try. I'll just say it right at the start. If it's anything to do with Terra Classic, I'll just cut it off, Joshua. But let's go for it. Okay, we'll just see if Joshua is connecting. Yeah, looks like they are up. Joshua, welcome to the stage.
Arrive at South. Proceed to the route.
Hey, good morning, everybody. So I know you went over this very thoroughly. I just like, if you don't mind, I'm on Migaloo with Whale bonded, so I have Amp Whale. Is my next move to get it over to that other website for the additional rewards to
your next move? Yeah, so if you have Amp Whale on Migaloo, your next move is, and you could use TFM bridge to do this, right? But the next move is to IBC it over to Terra. That's your next move.
Perfect. Yeah.
You've staked it on Migaloo. Now you restake it onto Terra.
Got. Yep. All right. Yeah, that's cool. I missed that second part, but thankfully I have part one done.
I mean, and listen, you know, you're a case in point of what we're talking about. The first time you do this, it's tricky, right? So onboarding really is key here. So. You're proving our point, sir.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
You'll get it. You'll get it. You'll get there.
Yeah. The whole liquidity market and this bonding and the staking. I mean, everybody has their own special recipe. And I mean, unfortunately, I've made some stupid moves over on Beefy with AVAX, not unstaking it correctly. So some of those mistakes hurt. Very bad, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Sir. I hear you. Right.
Thanks, guys. Keep up.
Joshua, just one question before you go. Well, in fact, two questions. The first question would be, how long have you been in Cosmos? And second question, which wallet are you mostly using?
I've been in Cosmos probably since the bull run of 21, the earlier part of that, and my main wallet is Kepler.
Cool. Well, thank you very much for those responses and for joining the Migaloo crew and pushing DeFi boundaries. That's great.
Yeah, my pleasure.
You guys have another user. Thanks, Joshua. Okay, so I mean, just before we move on, I mean, one of the things Ponzi was saying at the start was you just come out of a team meeting and maybe you had something to share from that.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, the big alpha, right? And the thing that we're all really excited about, just team wise and community wise, is Restake DAO, right? So we talked about kind of, you know, taking steps forward, being first movers with restaking, right, with listing LP tokens and BTC and whatnot. So the next step, and this is coming in hot, right, we're launching this next week, is Restake DAO, right? And for those who don't know what that is, you know, it's basically the next step in restaking, where we're decentralizing who has control over the restake assets. So we're setting aside 5% of the Migaloo inflation, right? And that's going to be controlled by Restake DAO and by the Restake token. So that means that anybody can buy Restake token and can direct whale Migaloo inflation to whatever asset they want, whatever token they want, whatever token they choose, right? So basically what we're doing is we're combining restaking with the Curve style liquidity wars, right? Now, Curve liquidity wars up to this point have been done with basically with incentives, right? This is taking it now to the chain level. Okay, so you know, we think this is going to be very appealing for Migaloo ecosystem projects, for DAOs, you know, DAOs like Lion DAO, Roar DAO. They've been wanting to get some of our chain inflation. They just got listed on Luna as a restaking asset. They've been wanting to get into ours. Basically, anybody who wants to drive yield and rewards to their project, to their token, to their DAO, they could buy restake tokens and they can direct it to their asset, right? And this will eventually be gauged, will be done through gauges. So you will be able to, in real time, you know, stake your restake token, vote with it, push the button to vote for the asset, and then literally see that that inflation go up, literally see the rewards and that yield go up. And now your token is earning yield. So this is very exciting, right? We're all very excited about this. It's experimental, right? It's bleeding edge. It's kind of a let the games begin and let's see, you know, let's see what happens here, right? But this is the main hot thing that we're all very excited about and on the team and what we're talking about and planning for, right? Like I said, we're gonna start the airdrop next week for it.
Oh, another token, another airdrop. Interesting stuff for the Migaloo community. So, I mean, just from hearing what you've been saying on this space, because, I mean, you've got the white whale DEXs deployed throughout Cosmos, but, is it fair to say that your focus is on, or maybe you can give us a sort of percentage, what percentage of your focus is on Migaloo, like the chain itself, and bringing DeFi, pushing DeFi boundaries specifically on Migaloo?
Yeah. So we have Migaloo chain. I think, again, you're bringing up another good point. You're touching on something I think that's very important. We have Migaloo chain, right? Which is, it's an ecosystem, right? So we have a DEX, we have a lending market, we have an NFT marketplace, we have gaming with Rack Games, right? We have, you know, we have a nice little ecosystem there. Then we have this kind of system of DEXs that are on, right, that are deployed on other different chains throughout the cosmos, right? Terra and Osmosis and Injective, right? And others as well. So you kind of have two pieces, right? The DEX serves as our flagship app, right? That's our flagship application for our own ecosystem, for Migaloo. But then it also has, right, we have deployments on these other chains. And I think, you know, to be fair, TFM and Migaloo, like you said, we kind of run parallel in a lot of ways. We both have sort of an interchain vision, right? We both have this vision of connecting liquidity, kind of making it more seamless to trade on the interchain, right? You know, this kind of big interchain, abstract away the, you know, the navigating between chains, make it as easy as possible, and connect the liquidity, basically make for a better UX, right? Make a more seamless user experience throughout the cosmos wide. So basically our interchain DEX, we leverage that to drive whale to drive value to Whale and to the Migaloo ecosystem. So for example, you can, with the way our DEX is designed, you can bond your Whale, and actually you're bonding AMP or B Whale, right? You take AMP Whale or B Whale, and you can send it over via TFM, right? You can send it over to Terra, and you can bond that B Whale to Terra's DEX, right? And now what you're doing is, you're earning from the LST, that thing's yielding 6 or 7%, and then you're earning swap fees from the Terra DEX, right? Which are, I think it's at 40 or 50% right now as a base. So again, we're using the LSTs, and we're kind of using a restaking model here where we're aggregating yields and we're doubling up yields, right? So this gives our users, and we gives our community, a lot of options. So if they're Osmosis fans, they could take their B or AMP Whale, send it over to Osmosis, bond it to our Osmosis DEX and earn the swap fees there, right? If they like Injective, you can do it over there, right? So we've kind of tied the interchain DEX system to our greater ecosystem, right? And another thing this has done, which I'll highlight here, is between this, the bonding on our DEXs, right, which is a brilliant design. If you look into it, Sencom did it. It's a brilliant design. The longer you stay bonded, the more weight you get, the more rewards you earn, right? But between the bonding to the DEXs and the restaking features, we have given, and the borrowing, right? And the borrowing, we have provided a lot of utility for our LSTs, specifically for AMP Whale and B Whale, right? There is a lot you can do, a lot of things you can do with these LSTs to stack up your yield, right? It's kind of a DeFi playground or a DeFi paradise, again, for those who know, right? For those who know and have explored the ecosystem. That's why, if you look at Eris's numbers or even Backbone's numbers, the utilization with Whale compared to even other larger ecosystems that they're deployed on, there is significantly more. I don't know the numbers in front of me, but there's significantly more AMP Whale and B Whale than even other bigger ecosystems, right? It's because there's actually stuff you could do. We've kind of created this ecosystem where you can do things with these LSTs, right? That's what they're for, right? That's what LSTs are for, is you capture that yield from the liquid staking token, and then you do other stuff with it. So I think we've done a pretty good job of that between the bonding, between the restaking. And I think it shows in how many people are using our LSTs. So.
Absolutely. And you came up with quite a cool website title in that response there, defiparadise.com.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. So, I mean, just so I've got something clear in my head. I've got my B Whale and I decide I want to take it over to Osmosis and I bond it to the White Whale DEX. That sounds good for me to get an extra 40%, but what benefit is that for White Whale? Is it sort of like providing liquidity?
You could say it's a benefit in that it's sucking Whale out. It's a utility for Whale, so there's Whale parked there, right? The DEXs are doing buybacks. You're getting those from buybacks, right? So the Osmosis DEX, all of the volume, right, that buys back Whale and distributes it to those bonders. So if you think about it this way, right, if there's 5 million Whale bonded on Osmosis and then another 10 million Whale bonded on Terra and another 2 million Whale bonded on Injective, you know, that's sucking Whale off the open market and into places where it's earning yield, right? So it's a demand, right? It's a demand for Whale and a utility.
Okay, so essentially, yeah, just so if there's more demand, there's more potential for price to or number to go up. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
I just wonder, there's a topic I definitely want to sort of touch on because it's been raised to myself. I don't know if Lisa wants to come up and raise her question personally. More than welcome. Maybe she can't talk just now. Are you okay if I speak for you, Lisa? No emojis either. Maybe she's just logged in and not even listening. But yeah, I mean, one of the things that Lisa was asking about was, I mean, TFM has an NFT aggregator, which is currently deployed on Stargaze, Omniflix, Terra, Injective, and Juno. Maybe not so much volume on Juno these days, but five chains. And what an NFT aggregator is, for anyone who's not familiar with the sort of term aggregation, is that they can visit tfm.com/NFT and actually view NFTs from five different chains all in one terminal. So if Necropolis is deployed on Terra, it's deployed on, well, it's not deployed on Injective yet, but if it's deployed on multiple chains, users essentially will be able to see NFTs from Necropolis, but on different chains on the TFM terminal. And the question Lisa had was, what about Migaloo NFTs? So, I mean, with regards to that, I'm assuming Necropolis is completely deployed on Migaloo already. But I mean, what's the Migaloo NFT scene like? I mean, I can see there's quite a few whales in here, but is there a bunch of collections there already?
Yeah, and you know, and the Backbone Labs account, they may be able to chime in and answer this better than me, but I can certainly give it a shot. So the flagship collection and the Gravedigger collection on Migaloo is our Migaloo whales, right? And that was kind of our first flagship launch. I think it went well. The last I checked, there were several collections lined up kind of in the works. You know, I counted four or five at one time. I'm not sure, to be honest with you, where they all stand. I'm really not sure if some of them kind of idled out or if they're still in development or what it is, or where they are. But I know there were at one time four or five projects that were at least planning on a Migaloo launch. That's all I could tell you. I don't know if the Backbone account wants to add any more on that or not, but I will say this. We are heavily involved in the Mad Scientist launch on Osmosis. You know, we've given a grant to Backbone, right? They've been great partners to us. They've deployed everything, you know, they have on Whale, on Migaloo, and you know, our recent deployment and partnership with Osmosis and the formation of SailDAO, which is a whole nother topic of discussion. But that allowed Backbone to deploy their Gravedigger onto Osmosis, and along with it an NFT collection. So the Mad Scientist collection is a direct result of Migaloo's kind of cooperation with Osmosis and deployment there. So that's frankly, I think Mad Scientist is going to be absolutely huge. You know, I think they're killing it working with Rec Gang. They're going to release mint details soon. I'm very excited about that launch as well. So yeah.
And I mean, just with mention of a scientist NFT collection, we just had another member join this space. So yeah, science and NFTs definitely seems to be an upcoming theme on not just Osmosis, but maybe another chain too. I think this is going to be pretty cool. Like, I don't know which collection is going to launch first, but definitely the Cosmos has room for, I mean, Cosmos, there's millions of punks in the Cosmos, so I'm sure there's plenty of room for two scientist collections. Looking forward to these coming out. I'm sorry, just got a little bit confused thinking of NFTs there. I mean, so that was what I was going to say, Lisa. So it really does depend on sort of volumes and such like on different chains of NFTs and the sort of prospect of growth on specific markets. I don't want to say anything disparaging about any chains that we may have launched on previously, but if you read between the lines, some chains sort of didn't become as successful as they were hoping to become initially, and therefore TFM NFT aggregator doesn't have all that many NFTs simply because there isn't too much NFT action on specific chains. So hopefully, yeah, we'll see more NFT action in the cosmos with this impending bull run. So, White Whale, thank you very much for being here. That was, I don't know, do we want to go longer? I'm feeling I'm going to open up a...
You know, it's up to you. There's a few things I could say in closing, you know, but you know, it's up to you. I'm here for your questions, sir. I'm following your lead.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just with Jakov in the space kind of reminded me of something. Like both whales, Megaloo and Kujira, and it's just... you've sort of gone for a completely different, and I find this quite intriguing, like you've gone for a completely different sort of strategy. Like Kujira is very focused on the Kujira chain, launching like multiple dApps on the Kujira chain. This is, I'm talking about the team themselves, whereas Megaloo / White Whale has gone for the, like, let's have it, we've got our chain and we're doing stuff on the chain, but then we're also going to do the DEX on multiple chains. And I don't really have a question about this, but I just find it intriguing that there's no like one right way to build DeFi. And I'm just pondering that thought. Yeah. So
I think it's a great point. I hadn't really thought of that before, but you're right. There is a contrast in kind of strategy and vision. By the way, I love Kujira. I'm a fan. I'm a holder. I'm actually buying more at these levels. I think they've built a fantastic suite of DeFi products. I use them. I use their ecosystem. A huge fan. But you're right. They kind of have this this vision and this direction of keep everything on chain, keep everything in house, use our products, keep the liquidity here. You've seen that in the recent discussions, Gov discussions. Not commenting either way on them. Just you've seen kind of their ethos there. And we have a different approach, right? We are more spread the chips far and wide, deploy on deploy our DEX on different chains. Let's drive value back to Whale and back to our ecosystem any way we can. But let's kind of venture out to these other chains and other ecosystems and sort of build bridges and outposts and things like that. So it's two different approaches. Absolutely. Totally agree.
Yeah, with no right way or no wrong way to do it, but yeah, just different ways to do it. Now, if anyone's interested in having a look at White Whale liquidity on Osmosis, one thing, you can obviously go to the White Whale website, or you could also use the Osmosis Pro website, which is at pro.osmosis.zone. Now, it doesn't matter what country you're in, Osmosis Pro should be working flawlessly for you. If you go to the analytics tab, and then you can select which specific market you want to look at, and you can literally just choose White Whale, and then you'll see the White Whale pools, and you can go in for sort of deeper analytics to check those out. Sort of beginning to wrap up, I mean, are there any specific pools that you are trying to build liquidity on Osmosis?
Well, what I'll say is this, back in January, we crafted a deal. I crafted a deal with Sunny, and we created SailDAO, right, which is basically a liquidity DAO on Osmosis for the purpose of seeding liquidity on our White Whale Osmosis DEX. And since then, we have launched pools. We've launched a Roar pool, right, and our AMP Osmo and Biosmo pools and our Whale pool. But we still have, I think, about $800K worth of Osmosis in there to deploy as protocol call on liquidity, right? So if there's any projects, right, out there that are interested in obtaining, you know, liquidity through that pool, feel free to reach out and we can see if we could come up with a deal and we can deploy more pools on White Whale DEX on Osmosis, which by the way is tied into the Osmosis router. It's tied into the Osmosis front end, right? So it's effectively having your liquidity on Osmosis.zone, right? So that's appealing to a lot of projects, right? So that's there. You know, that's there for for whoever has the best deal to offer.
Absolutely. And you touched on something that I maybe can't speak fully about yet, but you're right that on Osmosis itself, their router, tomato, is now aggregating not just Osmosis, but also White Whale and the Astroport pools.
And Astroport, yep.
Yeah.
Yep, yeah. That's correct.
And so obviously TFM's got the TFM router as well, which does the same thing. It might be worth comparing quotes. They are different. Sometimes you might find the best price on Osmosis. Sometimes you might find it on Osmosis Pro. So yeah, if you're searching for the best prices, sometimes a bit of comparison can be your friend. And with that said, you can catch up with all the latest news regarding updates about TFM and things that are coming out on the TFM Twitter account. That's TFM_com. And the same goes for White Whale. One thing I've noticed, actually, and this will absolutely be the last question. It seems to be that you're running comms for both White Whale and Migaloo from the White Whale Twitter account. I sometimes tag the Migaloo Twitter account, but then
yeah,
it just doesn't seem.
Yeah, pretty much everything comes from the White Whale account. Yeah, and I think most people get that. We have a Migaloo Twitter account. We don't really use it much. But I think it's a fair question, right? All the alpha, all of the comms, anything related to White Whale or Migaloo is coming out of the main White Whale account. Yes.
Okay. I on a personal level, I think it might be worth, I mean, the White Whale account is a massive Twitter account. It could
right.
well be worth trying to push the old Migaloo one up there as well and then have two.
Yep.
Two top dogs in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Sebastian. Thank you very much, Ponzi Ninja, for being in this space, telling us all about the beginnings of your chain. I'm just going to cycle back right to the start. You were saying, and maybe I misheard this, that Migaloo launched with the Alliance module integrated. Was that right?
Yes, we did. We went live. Our Genesis could... Our Genesis had the Alliance module in it, yes. And I don't know if we were the first chain to integrate Alliance. I think we did it before Terra, which is interesting because they, Terra developed it. But yeah, we went live right with the Alliance module integrated into us. So yeah, and if you don't mind, if I could just in closing, right, do a, quick closing remarks shill, right? But if there's one thing that differentiates Migaloo and Whale, if it's kind of our niche, and you can ask any of our community members, right? And our community is alive. We're certainly not a dead chain. You can tweet or start a gov, conversation. You'll see us, right? You'll see us pop up on Twitter and everywhere. But you can ask anybody that's into our ecosystem. One thing about Whale is if you know how to use it, it will frickin' print for you. It will print for you more than any other asset I know in Cosmos. Okay. I talked about Kujira again, love Kujira, hold Kujira, but I don't know what to do with Kujira to generate a good, anything more than single digit yield. Right. I'm not sure. Maybe there are ways, there could be, but other assets, let me put it this way. I would challenge anybody to show me another single asset in Cosmos where you can yield 100%, and not be diluted, right? And it's single asset, it's sustainable, it's not going anywhere. Whale is printed between bonding to the DEXs where you're earning in the 60, 70, 80% or restaking it and earning 100%. Whale freaking prints. It prints for those who know how to use it, right? That's what I will say. I would encourage you guys to jump in, play with our ecosystem, because it just does. It prints.
And I don't know if this is not necessarily a question, but there might be a little bit of a question tinge in here. So I mean, you've been telling us about Whale token just there in your closing remarks. Obviously a native token on Megaloo. As many people in this space may have heard, like TFM are coming out with a token. I mean, you were really passionate about your own token there. And I mean, do you feel comfortable like seeing that sort of, well, obviously you do feel comfortable because you just did it, but like coming out with that on spaces, in the whole, I don't know, just the whole way that this is sort of not really regulated, but you know, do you say this is not financial advice? And like,
yeah, it's not financial advice. Yeah, right. It's not financial advice. And I, you know, you're right. It's the whole regulation thing is something that hangs over all of our heads. I want people to know, like, I want to shout it from the rooftops, you know, our community's printing, you know, and it's yield. I'm talking about yield, you know, so take that for what it's worth. I don't know really how to answer that. Yes, you know, I'm aware, right, that there's regulators and nothing I say should be construed as financial advice. I just want people to be aware of the opportunities that are out there on Migaloo chain and the kind of percentages that are being yielded with people who are using Whale and the Migaloo blockchain, I guess, if I could rephrase it that way. But yeah, absolutely not financial advice.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that sentiment as well, Sebastian. So yeah, if you want to get tokens onto Migaloo chain, I would recommend using tfm.com/bridge. You can send tokens from literally any IBC connected chain over to Megaloo, and then from Megaloo to whatever alliance chain you maybe want to send them back to do this restaking and such like. So thank you everyone for being here and listening to this introduction, well, kind of complex introduction to White Whale, Megaloo and TFM. We'll see you next time. Thanks all.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having us. Appreciate it.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting nodders. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of denolase, stacked and non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terror Spaces.